So this woman now has been on ibrutinib at 420 milligrams a day for the last 3 years. Can you talk about what happened when you started the ibrutinib, both in terms of the disease as well as tolerability?
So the first thing she noted was that the lymph nodes shrunk very quickly. And that's one of the features. It's a kind of very positive, reassuring thing of the way this works. So one of the things that ibrutinib does is it changes the adhesion properties of the CLL cells. So they leave the lymph nodes and go into the blood. Now that gives the lymphocytosis. But of course, the patients don't see the lymphocytosis until you do the blood test. What they see are the lymph nodes shrinking, and she saw them shrinking very, very quickly. So when I saw her back for her first visit after starting ibrutinib, she was really excited. Because if you remember, the things she was most concerned about were these unsightly nodes. And to her, you know, she comes in, she's going, oh, John, look at this. This is incredible. You know, the nodes have gone, the nodes have gone. So that's the thing I think that's most striking for patients you're treating with ibrutinib is how fast these lymph nodes respond. With that, of course, comes that rise in lymphocytosis. And the important feature here is to remember that, you know, this is an expected side effect with this drug. The second thing is, you know, people get very nervous about very high white counts. Am I going to get leukostasis? Leukostasis is something that you see with CML and myeloid leukemias where the cells are sticky. CLL cells are much less sticky, and ibrutinib-treated CLL cells are less sticky again. That's the whole feature. They're not sticky. So you really do not see... So I think the doctors get nervous about the lymphocytosis, but experts in the field don't. And we're quite used to seeing... You know, the counts go very high. A concern that some people have is that, oh, you know, I'm starting somebody with a white count of 200 and plus and they've got some lymph nodes. How high is the lymphocyte count going to go? And I think what we can say is we have not seen any real risk, no matter how high that count goes. And of course, it's also of short duration.